It is Phoenix FM Drive Time. I'm joined in the studio by Pete Sipple, a local gadget man. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Charlie.
You've brought with you a variety of gizmos, I guess is the best word to describe your spoils on the desk here.
Absolutely. I thought I'd tease you with some little black boxes with connectors and explain what some of today's gadgets can do.
Smart TVs are all the rage now, but what if you haven't got a smart TV? What if your flat screen's only 32 inches and just has a mains plug and an aerial socket hanging out the back of it? What can people do to make their TV a little bit more smarter?
That is a good question. And of course, today we watch TV very differently to how we used to. It used to be you'd sit there at 8 o'clock and wait for your show to start. Now it's all about catch-up TV and connecting to the internet from your TV to download and stream. And if you haven't got an expensive TV that's got a Wi-Fi connection, it's actually very straightforward to get on. You can either use a gadget supplied by Chrome, so a Google product. The one I'm looking at here is an Amazon device called the Amazon Fire Stick.
And it looks like a very large USB memory drive.
Yes, it does. It's slightly more weighty than it looks, but it's a black plastic thing that plugs into the HDMI socket of your TV. If you've got a spare socket that you'd normally maybe plug a DVD player into, this will go nicely into it. And you do need to power it as well. It's powered from a USB socket, but it sits in the back of your telly, connects to the internet over Wi-Fi, and really can open up what your TV can do.
So could you use that to watch, say, YouTube on your TV?
Absolutely, and that's what I do. If we've got the family around or some friends along, trying to watch a YouTube clip on a mobile phone or on a tablet isn't great. So yes, you literally plug that in and you can just get to a YouTube browser, either log on as yourself and see your favourite playlist or just have a browse around YouTube.
And what's the price and availability of those?
So these things will cost you about £40. You can get them a little bit cheaper if Amazon's doing it's one of its special sales. You can pick them up on the high street as well. Places like Currys will do them, a similar sort of price. Very, very powerful. And it does a lot more than that. It will also give you access to things like the BBC iPlayer, the ITV and Channel 4 on-demand services. You can also, if you're into subscribing to your content, Netflix, of course, is a huge thing you can get. These work with Netflix. Amazon does its own Amazon video service. And again, if you've got Amazon Prime, this is all bundled, so you can watch all sorts of stuff like that. And it'll play your music. It'll sync to your smartphone, so you can watch your photos and do slideshows of your family pictures. And apps as well. It's got Facebook and Twitter, and even some basic games on it. So for £40, nice way of making your TV smart.
Is that a remote control for it, I see, as well, there?
Now, this is great. You can see the remote control is actually bigger than the device itself. But this is great. This comes built in with Amazon's voice-activated software, so you can literally hold down the button and say, you know, play Top Gear, or put the news on, or play this song, or show this photo, or go to YouTube. Voice-activated, which is great, because there's so much content out there, you can just get to it with a voice command.